This is Ethically Speaking.
I'm sorry to report that my dog attacked another dog. I feel guilty for both of us, and I certainly can't blame just my dog.
Now, the dog's not likely to feel bad for doing what comes naturally.
That's true, but still, I don't know how much of it is really my fault. I didn't tell my dog to attack, though I do know that at times she can be aggressive.
But knowing that calls into focus the duties you have as the dog's owner. Having a pet that could cause others harm, and your dog certainly falls in that category, means that you always have to be aware that something bad could happen.
But dogs, like people, don't have to act out every potential behavioral trait. They can learn to control some of their animal natures, just like people do. Teaching a dog to come when called, to sit and stay, or to refrain from jumping up on people all restricts their natural ways of being.
But as you point out with your dog, you can't always control the aggression. Unlike humans, dogs will never be completely able to apply reason over instinct. You can't explain to a big active dog that he's just going to have to get used to a life of no exercise and sitting alone in a small apartment 10 hours a day. Pet owners have a duty to understand how their particular animal's nature can be curbed and how it can't. That means providing the right environment, and it means knowing that your dog might be aggressive.
Ethically speaking, choose a pet whose nature is compatible with the environment in which you both must live, and protect other critters from your pet's occasional aggression. That's a way to have the great experience of helping your pet be the best pet it can be.
A dog biscuit for your thoughts at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking, a co-production of the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.
Music by Eric Hutchins.